USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try to hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government beyond this week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the meeting productive, though there was no announcement of any progress towards either bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters Congress would not leave Washington for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. It's not going to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
Deliveries of coronavirus vaccines continue across the country as a second vaccine is days away from receiving emergency approval from the FDA. Moderna's shot is expected to receive that approval by the end of the week. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says the vaccines are a vital part of getting the economy going again. He tells Fox Business that it's even better news that more Americans are open to receiving the vaccine.
Over 600 places got these vaccines yesterday. Millions, millions of doses available. It matters in Wyoming. We're in five locations. It matters to healthcare workers everywhere. And the good news, Stuart, is that more and more people are saying they want the vaccine. As they learn more about it, the public is turning to be much more accepting than they were previously when it was so politicized during the campaign. This is the way we put the disease behind us and get our robust economy back and firing on all cylinders.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Will President-elect Joe Biden end construction of a wall on the country's southern border? It's a move that could cost taxpayers billions. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
There is mounting pressure on President-elect Joe Biden to end construction of the border wall with Mexico. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says that would be a huge mistake.
Let's consider the cost directly to the American taxpayers, which would probably be billions of dollars that have already been invested and assigned to a contract.
Commissioner Morgan believes that would be a mistake because the materials have already been purchased.
If you terminate, those materials are not going to be utilized, a waste of taxpayers' money.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the penultimate college football playoff rankings remained unchanged on top. The first five teams remained the same from last week: Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, and Texas A&M. Iowa State moves up to number 6. Florida slides back to number 7 after their loss to LSU. Georgia moves up to 8. Cincinnati drops to number 9 after their game last week with Tulsa was canceled. And Oklahoma rounds out the top 10. Coastal Carolina, the only FBS team so far this year with 11 wins, comes in at number 12. The final rankings and the four teams that will vie for a national championship will be revealed this Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.